This is Radio Influence. Podcasting redefined.
Why, Crusher, it's good to see you.
Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Rochelle. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 10-12-60 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
Welcome to 2018 Crush Performance. I am Jeff Rochelle. The con man is here, and we are Crush Performance. Connor, welcome back to the show. It's nice to be back in studio here 2018.
Absolutely, Crush. Good to be here on a nice Saturday afternoon. Weather's a little bit nicer today, and good to be here.
Yeah, for sure. And we're looking forward to a stellar 2018 and a new season of Crush Performance. As we kick the season off, we're wasting no time as we look into and investigate what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. That's what the show is all about. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our winners for the Crush annual Stuff Your Stocking campaign and to everybody who applied. Connor, guess how many people we had apply to the Crushed Up Your Stocking giveaway. It's our favorite time of year, and it's my favorite campaign of the year. But I was really overwhelmed with the number of people who got involved here.
It's got to be hundreds.
Hundreds, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. At the last count, and we still have more to go. We had over 6,000 people who wanted to get in on the action, and I'm just so proud of that, and I want to thank everybody for getting in on the action, and it was just so much fun. So it was a great holiday season, but we're here to kick off 2018. Connor, I have to ask you this. We've been in action when it comes to the world of sport. The World Juniors, one of my favorite events on the sporting calendar, just sort of wrapped up. I just wanted to get your quick, impressions of the tournament. I liked it. We talked before the holiday season about the outdoor game. I'm not a big fan of it, but it turned out okay. And the outcome of the tournament, I think, was great, other than maybe the attendance.
Yeah, I think the attendance is going to kind of overshadow what happened there. It was weird to see empty seats. The gold medal game, Canadian fans showed up for. The bronze game, not so much. The American fans, I know there was weather issues and all that, but I think that kind of steals the headline for me. The outdoor game was another thing that I thought they botched. That was a big game. If the United States would have lost that game, they would have been, you know, in fourth place in the division, and it would have just been a bad situation for a team that kind of, I would have just thought they got screwed having to play in those conditions. The visuals were great. It looked awesome.
Yeah.
But in a game that means that much and those kids working, you know, a lot of these players get two chances at that. That's it. Some of them only one. And to put them in that type of situation, not a big fan of. But the tournament overall, hey, we love it in Canada. I'm glad the Canadians got the win. I think they were the best team. I thought they would win when the whole thing started, and good on them for getting it done.
Yeah, the gold medal match, Canada-Sweden, I think it was the two best teams in the tournament met in the gold medal match, so that was great. I have one more question regarding the World Juniors. Throwing your silver medal into the stands, yay or nay? Are you a yes? Are you a thrower or are you a keeper? Let me ask you this.
You don't win silver in these sports where you go head-to-head. You know, you win bronze, you win gold, but silver, you lose the game. So I'm not going to hold it against the kid. Obviously, it was immature. I'm sure he looks back and probably regrets what he did. But at the time, you're 19 years old, you're frustrated. I'm not going to hold it against him too much. It's not a good look. I'm not going to pile on, though. He's got enough people doing that already.
Yeah, true enough. No, and actually, I don't mind the emotion either. I might, back when I was 19, I may have been one of the kids to do that exact same thing. You know, especially when you have your sights really and your heart set on that gold medal. And potentially, you know what? They could have won that game. That was a great, great gold medal match that could have gone either way. There's no doubt.
Yeah, when it was a 2-1 game, you know, and they had the empty netter, of course, but a late goal, Swedish. That's what I'm trying to say.
The
Swedish, they're, you know, they put themselves in penalty trouble, and I think frustration just mounted for them, and it was a tough way to lose that game when they had a pretty great tournament, finishing first overall. So, yeah, I don't blame the frustration. I mean, I'd rather have a guy that shows that much emotion than someone who, at the end of the game, is smiling and laughing as they leave the ice.
Yeah, I'm with you there for sure. Hey, so we are kicking off 2018, and one of the exercises in planning moving forward is looking back to learn. I have one word for you, Connor Halley, one word, and I want you to unleash on the terrestrial radio universe your full passion and opinion and your thoughts on this one word, the Patriots. I guess that's two words.
Patriots, New England Patriots. I hope that it's all true, these reports that they're imploding. If you're a football fan and you're not a New England Patriots fan, I think you probably have the same feelings as I do. They've been too good for too long. We need them to take a step back. They're the model franchise in the NFL. This is so surprising, especially all the adversity that they've gone through as a team with the cheating scandals and things along those lines. And they just hold it together. They put out such a united front. To hear that potentially Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady not all on the same page about something, to the point where Bill Belichick rumors from the New York Post or New York Times saying that he might be interested in the New York Giants coaching position.
Wow.
That's huge. That is something I thought we'd never see. I thought Brady and Belichick would be a package combination for as long as they went, maybe the next 2 or 3 years. I hope it's true. As an NFL fan that doesn't cheer for the Patriots, I hope it's true, because it'll be okay to see that empire crumble.
Yeah, I have some thoughts for another day on, you know, some of the rumors we're hearing around this. You know, Brady's personal trainer slash business partner being in that environment. That's a dangerous game to play. We've seen it fall apart in virtually every single sport when a non-organizational expert is brought in and the chaos that can create. Are we seeing that with the Patriots? Well, we will watch with great interest. Again, looking back to learn, Connor, some of the big stories for you from 2017, what were off the top of your head, your two or three biggest stories, you know, really quickly?
For me, I think just locally, the Oilers getting back into the playoffs, 11-year drought, the energy that was around the city. If you were downtown, if you were anywhere, you saw Oilers flags on the cars. Just there was kind of a buzz in the city. So for me locally, that was a big one. And I think the Houston story for me, it was just such a great story. Of course, all the troubles they went through with a hurricane and, you know, J.J. Watt raising all that money and the Astros going on to win the World Series, Houston strong. That was something that I really enjoyed looking back on when we hit the new year.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, some of the big stories that it really impacted me, I agree, the Astros with the hurricane and that great win and the way that organization turned them around. I love watching organizational performance, really trying to analyze what's going on. But if you go back to 2011, when the Astros really started turning around with the new ownership, and then, of course, the change of divisions, don't kid yourself. The Houston Astros were a planned assault on a world championship, and they hit their mark despite all of the potential, I guess, roadblocks that they might face, including the Dodgers, who had the exact same goal. So I love watching that stuff. Great win. The Cleveland's 22 wins. But for me, the two big stories that are really going to impact, I think, us moving forward is Crush performance. When we look back on the FBI investigation into corruption in college sport and also the real details of the Russian doping scandal, from a Crush performance standpoint, those are two stories we look back on to learn from and to understand so we can move forward with purpose when it comes to, you know, sport performance. And in that light, coming up early in this new year, you guys will be, I guess, exposed to a Crush performance investigative report. We're calling it Sport Under Fire. We are going to dig down deep into the issues that are facing sport from the corruption standpoint. And it's not a little problem. It's a big problem. When we started talking to the people behind the scenes in the college fraud and corruption scandal, it runs really deep. And it's opened up doors that I didn't even think were there to open. But when we started digging into the corruption and why in this day and age does an organization like the Russian Olympic Federation put together a state-run, organized, systematic, and detailed, smart doping program in this day and age was dumbfounding to me. I was blown away. Not just that it happened, but to the degree it happened. We started digging deep and it opened up doors and we have to share it with everybody. So coming up in 2018, towards the end of January into February, as we head into the Olympics, we are going to air our series. It's called Sport Under Fire. And it's going to look at all the different issues that sport is facing when it comes to doping, match fixing, gambling, money laundering, organized crime, and even human trafficking, believe it or not, when it comes to sport. And the reason we're doing that is to get an understanding of what's going on out there so we can move forward with purpose. Listen, if you guys have any questions, comments, or if you have a topic you'd like us to look into here in 2018, let us know. Go to crushperformance.com, hit us up on the info page or the contact page, and let us know. We've had a couple great emails, Connor, in the last few months, people asking us to investigate, look into, or just provide information on certain things, whether it's nutrition or supplements or whether it's doping in sport, or whether it's concussions. People who have had concussions or parents of athletes with concussions have been writing us. We've been sending them links to some of our old shows because we've covered that topic very, very in detail and in-depthly with some of our great guests. But if you have a topic you'd like us to look into in 2018, let us know. We might dedicate a segment or an entire episode to your idea and go to crushperformance.com. And we're really happy to do that. As I mentioned, we have our Crush Sport Under Fire investigative report coming up, and as well the Olympics. We love the Olympics, and this is our opportunity. When we talk about the Olympics, Connor, this is our opportunity to really get into what's going on in the world of human performance. If there's one area that we can really look at to understand what it takes to be truly great at something when it comes to sport, it's the Olympics. You have once every 4 years the opportunity to be the best in the world. And to be the best in the world on that particular day is very, very special. Not just to perform on that day, but to get there. And there's a lot to learn from these athletes and these organizations that are helping these athletes succeed at the highest level. So we're really looking forward to our Olympic coverage coming up. But today on the show, we're really happy to kick off the year with our good friend, Jim Fannin, the coach of champions. He'll be joining us right after the break coming up here as we delve into planning for the future. It's very, very hard to achieve and even move towards your goal in a planned fashion without that game plan. So we're going to talk to Jim Fannin about his new book. It's called Blueprint. It's hitting the bookstores, bookshelves on February 27th. It's on pre-order right now on Amazon. And we're going to be talking to Jim about that great book and how you can plan for success in 2018 right after this on Crush Performance. Stick around, everyone.
Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. If you're a serious athlete, a weekend warrior, parent, or coach, join us each week as we investigate the latest trends and research coming out of the sport performance world. We'll visit with top athletes, coaches, and sports scientists to keep you on the cutting edge and to find out what it truly takes to achieve human maximum performance. You can visit us online at crushperformance.com, and Crush Performance Radio with me, Jeff Kerschell, can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and at Radio Influence.
You're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Get the Crush blogs, podcasts, and performance links at crushperformance.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Crush Performance. Jeff Kerschell here, the con man behind the glass. We're kicking off 2018, our first show of the year, as we sort of look back to learn and look forward to plan. And we try to stay in the moment. Hey, if you have any questions, comments, smart remarks, get them to us. Crushperformance.com is the website. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff Crush. And if you're on that thing called Facebook, we are Crush Performance on Facebook. Go there, and we are just linking everybody up with some great prizes. Also some great hookups in terms of the world of human performance, because that's what we do. We float around and we help people just achieve. And that's the name of the game when it comes to Crush Performance. You heard earlier from our good friends at Marmot Basin, one of our great partners, and of course, Best Western Jasper Inn and Suites. Listen, if you want to get up to the Rocky Mountain Playground that is Marmot Basin and Jasper, let us know. Text us, 101260. The question of the day, and we're giving away two Marmot Basin ski passes. The question of the day is, what are your goals and objectives for 2018? What are your goals? Just let us know. We're going to pick somebody from the text pool to win two Marmot Basin passes, and we're going to be giving away two ski passes every week for the duration of the ski season. So let us know, everybody. What are your goals and objectives for 2018? Do you have a goal? Do you have an objective? Do you have a resolution? A lot of people don't do resolutions, which is okay. But I personally like to take the new year and that sort of that New Year's Day to look back and to look forward to plan. And it's really difficult to move forward without a plan. Trust me, when we're planning careers for athletes or 3-month cycles or annual plans or whatever it might be, there needs to be a plan in place. You need a plan so you can adapt, adjust, and move towards your goal. And there's nobody better to help us plan, understand how to plan than our good friend, Jim Fannin, the coach of champions. Jim Fannin, Happy New Year, my good man.
Happy New Year. What a great 2018 for everybody.
It certainly was, Jim Fannin. How were the holidays for you, my friend?
I was in the zone.
I like it. Perpetually in the zone, Jim Fannin. I like that stuff.
Yes, it's an everyday thing, but it's applicable to everything, and it's available to everyone. So being in the zone is definitely a state of mind, and it's a game changer if you want to really have some results, especially when 2018 is over. If you want results, there is a process on how to make it happen.
Well, you know, we've talked about process before, and having Jim Fannin on our first show of the new year is becoming quite the tradition, one I'm quite proud of. So glad to have you on today, Jim. You know, last time you were on the show, we were talking about, you know, wrapping up 2018, looking back to learn, looking forward to plan, but being in the moment and taking advantage and capitalizing on what's going on right now. You have a new book coming out, The Blueprint, A Proven Plan for Successful Living. I'm really, really excited about this book, Jim, and I know a lot of other people are as well. 2018 is really going to be a banner year for no other reason than we're going to go into it with a blueprint.
You know, it was a book that came about really from a radio interview, and over a year ago when someone asked me, how many clients have you had? And I started laughing. I'm like, I don't have a clue. And so someone on my staff, I listened to the interview, and they started digging through my files, going all the way into boxes, because in the 1970s, you know, I didn't have computer files and a laptop, and I said, don't hold me to this. I don't even think I had a cell phone. they may not have existed in 1973, but the bottom line is this. I've had over 2,500 clients. And my staff took every client, and I had created a life blueprint for each of them. So they took every client, every arena of every client. So a client would have their personal self arena, which is wellness and your physical well-being, your spirituality. A client would have their personal finance, of course. They had their profession, which could be a professional athlete or a executive and or an entrepreneur. And then there's the sibling, the parenting, and your friends, every arena of every client since 1974 was put on this big screen project of my team. And then they took every arena and had visions, goals, tasks, and key people. And when I saw all of it, I actually was overwhelmed by what my team had put together. But that really became the book. It's how 2,500 people became successful, or even more successful than they were. And it was a blueprint on how they did it. So when you read the book, when you're done, you will have your own life blueprint, and it'll be pretty detailed. And as I've said to so many people, nothing great happens without a blueprint. And that's all the way down to a meeting, a conversation, some kind of interaction, and definitely a life. Nothing great happens without a blueprint.
We're talking with the coach of champions, our good friend Jim Fannin. You can check out Jim's great information at jimfannin.com. You can also get his fantastic podcast there as well. Jim, hey, I really like this. And I know you and I have been talking for years. We've worked together with a few clients as well. And it's been a really interesting experiment for me. Broadens my horizons every time we talk. But I really like this idea. I think a lot of people, Jim, you know, even when it comes to our high-performance athletes, sometimes they fail because they don't really take in the big picture. But I really do appreciate everything that you said when we look at, you know, breaking down just the personal life of every individual, the wellness, you know, the happiness, the personal finances, what you do for work. But I like the idea of also, are you a sibling? Are you a son? Are you a father or a mother? And are you a friend even? And all of those aspects really come into make the whole person. But every one of those aspects also really influences how you operate on a daily basis, I imagine.
Well, you know, I just had a conversation earlier today with a young baseball player. He's in the minor leagues of the New York Yankees. And I made it very clear to him, you're more than a baseball player. You're much more than that. And I think what happens, definitely with young athletes, it does. But even for business people, men and women, we tend to put all of our happy eggs in one basket. And we know if we're investing financially to put all your investment in one product is probably not a wise investment. We put our happy eggs typically in our career, but we're so much more than that. And, you know, now as I'm approaching 70 years old, I know that even more than ever. I'm much more than what I do professionally. So I believe we're all souls having amazing human experiences, but we need to manage that. And sometimes we have to go to a higher perch, a higher ground, almost get in a helicopter to kind of peruse your life from a higher place. And I would encourage everyone listening, just take a sheet of paper. This is real simple. Draw some circles. Don't let them touch each other. I'd have room for maybe 9 circles on a sheet of paper. And each circle represents one facet of your life. So definitely everybody's going to have a self circle. And that's your physical body. That's your spirituality. It's your nutrition. It's how much sleep. And you need to ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want for that singular part of my life? And many of us put that aspect last. You know, we, especially moms and dads, you know, we do everything for our kids and we do everything for everybody at work. And sometimes we wake up and go, you know, what about me? You know, I've gained too much weight or I'm not as spiritual as I used to be. So, you know, this is a time when you can even reinvent yourself, reinvent your body, reinvent how you're going to interact with other people. So you have a self arena, then you have your personal finance arena. That's the change in your pocket, money in a 401k, you know, equity in your house, whatever, money-wise. Then you have your friends arena, your sibling arena, your work arena, your career, your profession, and your parent arena. But you're also a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm. And that's an arena a lot of people take for granted. And I'm sorry to hear that so many people do. But, you know, even though both my parents are gone, that arena is important. I'm still the son of James and Lahoma Fannin. And everything I do reflects on them and how they raised me. So these are all the different arenas of a person's life. And if you really want simplicity and balance, you'll segregate those. And then, of course, now you're looking at that sheet of paper and you're like, wow, all my thoughts go into these arenas of my life. And they don't go in equally, by the way. The average person has about 2,000 thoughts a day. So those arenas, 8 or 9 or 10 of them, and you may have more. You could have a charity that's a big deal to you, or you may have a hobby that you spend an inordinate amount of time on. Those are all separate arenas. But most of us have a primary arena. That's our work arena. We put more thoughts there, and we spend an inordinate amount of time, sometimes money there. But we're so much more than that. So this single page can be a vision board for many people. It could also be a thought manager for you to think, where are my thoughts? And am I negative? Am I positive? You're either one or the other in each of those arenas. But I will tell you that if something negative happened to a sibling, for example, boy, that arena would now take on more thoughts, not only by you, but everybody else in your family. So the thought management of these arenas changes with every day and all the things that are happening inside your life. And my last point on this one sheet of paper, as you look at those circles, these are all reality TV shows. And you're the star, you're the actor, sometimes you're the co-actor, co-star. But you get to create the choreography and the design of the set And if you don't like living where you live, well, then do some research and get up and move. Go somewhere else. The one thing I've learned about life is that there's really only one rule to be successful. And, Jeff, that rule is there are no rules.
Oh.
So that blueprint, I've just given you a little taste of it, and that's definitely in the book, although I flesh it out really in greater detail.
Jim Fannin, just great stuff. We're talking with our good friend Jim Fannin, the coach of champions. You can check out his great work at jimfannin.com. Jim, this is just great stuff. You know, when we start planning the performance side of an athlete's career, and I really do enjoy now more than I ever have in my professional career, I enjoy long-term career planning for these athletes. And boy, oh boy, when we start periodizing and planning the performance side, we break down all these circles, much like you talk about. But boy, oh boy, you can really tell when an athlete is missing this side of the conversation. The fact that they're a son or a husband or a father or a teammate. You know, we sometimes get so myopic focusing on ourselves and our goals and directives that maybe we neglect. And I think, you know, based on what you said, sometimes you have to know where to focus your energy for sure. But if you don't take care of some of those small parts, they can really derail the master plan in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, with some of the professional athletes over the last few decades that I've coached, most of the time the challenges that they have on the field had nothing to do with their sport. It had everything to do with a child that was sick or a dispute or a spat with a significant other that, like a pebble in the shoe, you know, the player or athlete walked onto the court or field with it, and all of a sudden performance is terrible. Had nothing to do with the sport, had everything to do with another part of their life. So finding that simplicity and balance really is something that I would want for everyone, because it's going to eliminate worry and anxiety. And don't get me wrong, we need stress in our life, but there's a term called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress, and E-U is the Greek word for good, as in euphoria or eureka. It's good stress. And good stress, those are goals that, with a timeline that you've placed on yourself, on your terms, your conditions, and it produces stress, and that's the only way to get in the zone. The zone will not arrive without stress. The zone is designed for that. But we want good stress, positive stress, and not stress placed on us by someone else. So that's the real purpose of goal setting, and it should be measurable and definitely achievable within that time frame for yourself. But good stress is good, and we need it. And with this blueprint and with the book that I have, you're going to be able to find that sweet spot on being your genuine, authentic, best self.
Huh. Isn't that great, Jim? You know, everybody has different goals and objectives. And, you know, the great thing about this plan is it can work at any level, no matter what you're trying to do. Again, we talk about your world-class performers. That's an entire world unto itself. But just being a good mom and dad, or a good teammate, a good brother, sister, a good son or daughter, those are also very honorable goals. To make more money this year, or to take your big trip, or buy your new car, or pay off your house. Those are all very worthy goals, and they can all be part of the blueprint.
Exactly. And then we can get into some other things, like be a better listener, or not having negative knee-jerk reactions when things don't go my way. These are also things that with the blueprint you're going to be able to change. I know in the book, it's coming out February 27th, and people can pre-order it right now on Amazon. But it does contain 13 universal tools and techniques that show you how to manifest the blueprint into its physical equivalent. So I'm really excited about it. But you know, it's such a negative time right now in North America with a lot going on. our lives are definitely busy, but why not live a life of simplicity? Why not live a life of balance? And why not live a life of extreme positivity? There's one thing I've realized. We all have one thing in common. We got free will. I can think anything I want. I can react to it, positive or negative. I have an option. And when you see this big picture, especially for your life, you're going to choose positivity. But if we don't have a plan, the next thing we know is we're in a chaotic state, and now we're in reaction mode. And if you're in reaction mode all the time, well, that's where worry, anxiety, indecision, well, that's where they reside. So first things first, get a plan, make it simple, and then have a timeline on how to on how you're going to manifest it.
We're talking with Jim Fannin, our good friend, the coach of champions, as we kick off 2018 with what's becoming a great tradition here on Crush Performance, our conversation with Jim Fannin. What a fantastic way to kick off the year. You know, Jim, the new year for a lot of people is just sort of a new set point. I know a lot of people don't necessarily set resolutions, or it's maybe not a time to set goals, but it is kind of a time to reflect a little bit. And I think everybody does. I like to use the new year as sort of my annual planning period for what I'm going to try to accomplish. I like to take your advice from a few years ago. Look back to learn, buried in the backyard, and forget about it. Those were your exact words from a few years ago, and I really do that, and I do it quite often. But looking forward and planning is just so important. And, you know, everybody thinks it's this big, hard, difficult thing to do. It's really, really not. And what you're talking about today in terms of, you know, setting up your plan and being aware of all the aspects that can influence your performance really makes it doable for a lot of people. So I appreciate this conversation a lot.
You know, the blueprint from the book, you know, once you read it, you'll have your blueprint done in 20 minutes. Wouldn't that be amazing to have a blueprint on how you're going to live your life? I know once you make a plan, now you can be in the moment. That's where the zone resides. Most people today, and these are adults and kids, spend 80% of their waking hours, 80% of their waking hours in either the future or the past, and only 20% locked into the moment, looking people in the eye, even long enough to discern eye color. And I learned this in 1974 at a research project on how to maximize super learning in children. In the first 60 months of our lives, we spend 80% of our time in the moment, only 20% in the future and the past. And why is that? Well, I'm three. I don't have a past. I can't even tell time. I don't have a calendar. I don't have a watch. So I'm in the moment. But that's why in the first 60 months, we learn more in that five-year period then we will learn the rest of our lives accumulative, even if we live to 100 years old. So I know with a plan as an adult, once you have that plan in place, now we can be more like a kid again and get back into the moment with full awareness. But that's not going to happen unless you plan well.
Jim Fannin, I like it. I like being like feeling like a kid again, man. Great, great years. So let me ask you this, Jim Fannin. This is a great conversation. The book is coming out February 27th. Pre-order now on Amazon. It's called The Blueprint, A Proven Plan for Successful Living. Jim Fannin, if I were to ask you, 2018, what does 2018 have in store for Jim Fannin?
Well, that's a great question. I would be not telling the truth if I didn't tell you. I've pondered that quite a bit. Every New Year's Eve, and I've done this for 44 years, I'd visualize, and I did this past New Year's Eve, I visualized 12/31/2018, me celebrating the greatest year I've ever had in my life. And I'm drinking a little Dom Perignon out of a Tiffany flute glass, celebrating that great year. And then I think, what do I need to do to make this happen? And so for 2018, I will have made sure that the guts of the blueprint, that as many people as possible are applying it to changing their own lives. I finished my next book, which I'm not going to tell you what it is at the moment, but it does have a lot to do with everybody listening right now. I'm already working on it. And then I'm a grandfather, so I'm definitely going to spend a lot of time with my new grandson and help him be the best he can be, as long as well as his mom, my daughter. So yeah, I'm looking forward to 2018 and what it's going to bring. I'm excited about it.
Well, Jim Fannin, I'm very excited for you, and I want to thank you once again for coming on Crush Performance. This has been just a great tradition we've got going here, kicking off our year, talking to the Coach of Champions. Jim, much appreciated. Happy New Year to you once again, and we're looking forward to talking to you quite often through 2018.
Well, the reason I like to talk to you all the time, you get it, and you're in the zone, and I know you not only do that in your own life, but you help so many people listening. So it's always an honor and a privilege to be on your show. So be in the zone, everybody. It's the only place to be. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. There you go. Jim Fannin. What a fantastic way to kick off the new year. Hey, we're going to review that conversation right after this on Crush Performance as we kick off 2018. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Radio Influence brings you the absolute best in digital audio broadcasting. We've got something for everyone. Sports personalities like the fabulous Sports Babe, Rich Herrera, and former Major League Baseball manager Kevin Kennedy as they take you inside the dugout. We'll take you inside the world of MMA with the MMA Report with Jason Floyd, the MMA Insiders, and the Valor Hour with Tim Loy and Casey Oxendine. Or you could find yourself sitting ringside with wrestling ring announcer David Penzer. TV law enforcement analyst and former police officer Vincent Hill breaks down this week's biggest crime stories and takes you beyond the badge. Chef Brian Duffy from TV's Bar Rescue shares his crazy life on the road with Duffified Live. And Scott Ledger will always make you think with some dangerous conversation. All of Radio Influence's shows can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.
If you have any performance questions, comments, or smart remarks, text Crusher at 101260 and follow him on Twitter at Jeff Crush. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Jeff Crushell here, the con man. We are your weekly source for performance information. Listen, we're kicking off 2018 with a bang here. Our good friend Jim Fannin just joined us. That podcast will go up shortly after the show. If you want to get the podcast and go back into our archives and see all of our great conversations we've had over the years, go to crushperformance.com. That's our website. If you have questions, comments, smart remarks, reach out to us there. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Crush and on the Facebook. We are Crush Performance. The question of the day. Listen, we're going to be giving away two Marmot Basin lift passes. It's our Rocky Mountain Playground. And listen, I love Marmot Basin. It is a great hill. And with the new terrain they've opened, it's fantastic. Conditions are great up there. And typically, here's what I recommend to everybody. Check the weather in Jasper. When it's cold here in Edmonton, down in the plains of northern Alberta, check the Rocky Mountains because typically it's a lot warmer. And we've seen that over the last little bit. And snow conditions are great. The text question today was, what are your goals and objectives for 2018? Text says 101260. Standard text rates do apply. But I just want to get an idea of what people are thinking about for 2018. Having a plan is so important. And if you were tuning in our last segment to hear Jim Fannin talk about his new book, The Blueprint, and how the way he's gone about helping his top performers and clients reach their success or reach their goals and have great success, it's a really, really well thought out plan, and it's helped a lot of people. But the one thing I really like about that, about Jim's plan and about the way he goes about it, it's a really holistic approach. I think sometimes we focus in on what we want to do and what we want to accomplish, and we only focus on the things that directly impact that goal and objective. And we leave so many more things in the dust or on the sidelines that we don't address, and they catch up to us once in a while. So I like the idea of drawing those nine circles or more, however many circles you need,
and then filling them in and just being aware of everything that's going on in your life and then deciding where to focus your energy. Just a fantastic plan. I can't wait for his book. It's called Blueprint. It's coming out February 27th. It's on pre-order in Amazon right now. And Jim Fannin is one of the greats of our time. He's helped a lot of the athletes that I've worked with in Major League Baseball, in pro golf, in NFL football. He's consulted with some of the top CEOs of the biggest companies on the planet. And he's got a system that works. So that's really great. And I think that that conversation with Jim is worthy of another listen. I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast as well. But getting to our question of the day, some really good texts. And I think somebody here, some of you guys are sucking up. There's no doubt about it. Mario's plan for the year: keep fit and have fun and listen and remember to tune into the show. Here's one: drink more water, eat less sugar. And I think that has a reference to the crush war on sugar. Here's another one: my goal is to stretch more and be able to do yoga. I've been doing some stretching for the past 2 to 3 weeks and have noticed some good results. The other thing I'm going to do this year is I'm going to try to cut out as much sugar as possible. Again, maybe hopefully an influence of the crush war on sugar right there. And I've been reading some stuff on onnit.com and crushperformance.com to help as well. Yeah, we've got some great stuff on our website, crushperformance.com, especially when it comes to diet, nutrition, and the crush war on sugar. Cut out sugar. If there's one thing we all need to accomplish this year, we need to cut out a little more sugar. Maybe some of us, a lot. The crush war on sugar will continue in 2018, no question. Here's another great one. My plan for 2018 would be able to stick to the plan I make. And that's the trouble. And then listen, it's not easy, but it's impossible to do if you don't have a plan. And try to get into some positive routines and not get down on myself when I have a bad day. Hey, if you listen to that conversation with Jim Fannin, one of the things you can consciously do is control how you react to the things that happen to you. And that can totally change the outlook of your day, your week, and even your month. How you deal with things is a conscious decision you make. So I like that text for sure. Small changes can have a big impact. There's no doubt. Here's a big one, and hats off to you, whoever this is, that just sent in this. The goals and objectives for 2018, solo death race in less than 22 hours. Hats off to you. I'd like to just keep track of that. And actually, I'd love to see what kind of training and dedication goes into a solo death race in 22 hours. Listen, my brother ran the death race with his group, the Mean Mountain Men. I think they won it like 5 or 6 years in a row. And being around those guys and the training that they committed to, and these are all professionals that work regular jobs downtown, to see those guys have some success is great. But that death race, to run that solo, these are teams. To run that solo, oh, hats off to you. Hey, we're going to be picking somebody from our text pool each week to win 2 Marmot Basin passes, so stay tuned for that. We'll be in touch. Connor, quickly, I hear the music's off. About a minute left. Goals and objectives for Connor Howley for 2018.
You know what? I think I got to go with what a lot of people are doing here. Drink more water. Consume less sugar. I've got my water bottle here, Crush. That's the goal for 2018.
I love it. And get some more sleep, man. Listen, hey, the top two priorities in all of our programs for our athletes, and that it's the cool thing about our programs for our athletes, it leaks into their families, their wives, their kids, their spouses, and their parents as well. Sleep, rest, recovery, regeneration, and nutrition, everybody. All right. So, hey, a great show today. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Connor, thanks for all your help today. And got to thank Jim Fannin for tuning in. Again, that podcast will be up at crushperformance.com here shortly, everybody. We're looking forward to a really big 2018. And remember, the Sport Under Fire investigative report coming up in late January. And we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye now. Don't forget to ride.